Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Bubba Morton. Batting third. The right fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bobo Osborne. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Rourke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Klein. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ron Klein. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The left fielder, Jay Hankins. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Darren Johnson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bob Shaw. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is hit by the pitch. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Morton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn takes first base on ball four. Hankins moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Shaw, and towards Lump, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Alozic now playing right field. Charlie Maxwell now playing left field. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a pop-up towards first. Osborne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hankins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0 for 1 in the game. Morton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to second. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Aluzik, who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Seaburn scores. Rivera goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Greco hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Athletics. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is called out on strikes. One out. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 0 for 1 in the game. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 1 in the game. Boros hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shaw moves to second. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hankins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shaw scores. Hauser moves to third. Lump moves to second. It's 4-0, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Osborne scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaburn for the out. Hauser scores. Lump moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-0, Athletics. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a pop-up towards third. Boros settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. Rourke strikes out. Two outs. Bill Bruton pinch hits for Ron Klein. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Bruce now pitching. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Del Greco hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Athletics. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0 for 2 in the game. Morton strikes out. 1 out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Shaw covering, for the out. McAuliffe moves to second. 2 outs. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0 for 1 in the game. Alozic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Houser hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hankins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hankins. The throw from Rourke and he is safe. Hankins steals second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Seaburn strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 0 for 2 in the game. Osborne takes first base on ball 4. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 2 in the game. Boros strikes out. 1 out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Osborne. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Osborne steals second. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Norm Cash pinch hits for Mike Rourke. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Bob Bruce. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank House now catching. Jerry Staley now pitching. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Del Greco hits a line drive into center field. Morton picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Morton. Del Greco moves to second. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burrows fields it and throws to first for the out. Del Greco moves to third. Two outs. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a fly ball into center field. Morton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hauser. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0-for-3 in the game. Morton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. McAuliffe moves to third. Morton moves to second. One out. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0-for-2 in the game. Alozic hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McAuliffe tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-1, Athletics. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Osborne hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-3, Athletics. Steve Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-3 in the game. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-3 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burrows moves to second. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.